against the stone.
Mm-hmm.
And another kind where the stone come, just kind of comes mm-hmm. right out. You make a distinction in what you call those two kinds of features?
I can't. I don't even know if I've ever heard it. Do you know? Because if you tell me, I can tell you
yeah.
if I've heard it before.
Sometimes one is called a cling peach.
I have heard of that.
Cling peach or a plum peach.
I've never heard of that.
Never heard plum peach. What about press peach?
No, uh-uh.
Okay.
I've heard cling peaches, but then I never knew what they were, what made that distinction. You know, it's sort of like a Bing cherry, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, that, okay, I know what it is. Why is it called that? You know, I don't know.
Okay. What about a freestone peach? Okay. Or a clear stone or a
mm-hmm.
clear seed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A soft peach?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that might, is that doesn't refer to the stone or the pit.
I don't think so. I think that refers to, in my mind, to its degree of ripeness.
The inside part of an apple, you call that?
The core.
The core, okay. And sometimes you have, you cut up apples or peaches, but particularly apples, and dry them. You know what that's called?
No.
Okay. You ever hear snits?
Snits, I thought was an emotion. Like someone said, was on a snit, you know. No,
Yeah, a minute ago you mentioned peanuts. You got any other names for peanuts?
Ground nuts, but then that's basically English. I think around here it's always peanuts.
Uh-huh.
I think if I told my neighbor, for instance, that that was a nice stand of ground nuts that he had, that he'd think that I had, you know, gone
yeah.
off. Going
okay.
around the bend or something.
You ever call them goobers?
I have heard them, but then the first time I ever heard them, it was this was in the 7th grade, hearing the song "Peas, peas, 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 eating goober peas."
Mm-hmm.
You know, sitting by the roadside, etc. And
yeah.
I thought, goober peas, what the hell are those?
Okay. Okay. What about what other kinds of nuts are there around here?
Oh, that's a hard one. And this would be purely contextual, that we have three basic types, pecans,
mm-hmm.
pecans, and pecan.
What's the difference?
you offer... You're visiting mother of pecan. You go out and gather pecans.
I see.
And as far as pecans, that's just an out of individual accentuation.
Okay. Any other kinds?
Not that I know of. Not in the growing abundance, anyway.
Okay, what about...
Everything's being replaced by, you know, the ubiquitous pine trees, anyway.
Yeah, okay. What about... there's another kind that's long and flat-shaped.
An almond?
Okay. And then the other kind, in addition to that, usually there are almonds and pecans and...
Are you talking about nuts that are indigenous to this area?
Yeah. What about walnuts?
I am not sure that maybe if they are, they become so rare.
Okay.
Maybe just rare in the neck of the woods where I've been, you know.
Okay.
And most of my